This podcast is made possible by thousands of dedicated listeners just like you. Be a part of this powerful three-decade legacy of evangelization by visiting materdeiradio.com or downloading the Hail Mary media app. And thank you for joining us on the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
Welcome to Sunday Commentary, a weekly program designed to break open the Sunday Scripture readings. Join us as we listen to God's Word and seek to grow in our love and understanding for the good news in our lives. And now, Sunday Commentary with Kevin Doran and Carla Wehrman.
The liturgical scripture readings for the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. Thus says the wisdom of God, the Lord possessed me, the beginning of his ways, the forerunner of his prodigies of long ago. From of old I was poured forth, at the first before the earth. When there were no depths I was brought forth, when there were no fountains or springs of water, before the mountains were settled into place, before the hills I was brought forth, while as yet the earth and fields were not made, nor the first clods of the world. When the Lord established the heavens, I was there. When he marked out the vault over the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he fixed fast the foundations of the earth, when he set for the sea its limit, so that the waters should not transgress his command. Then I was beside him as his craftsman, and I was his delight day by day, playing before him all the while, playing on the surface of this earth, and I found delight in the human race. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The responsorial psalm. O Lord, our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth.
O Lord, our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth.
When I beheld your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you set in place, what is man that you should be mindful of him, or the son of man that you should care for him?
O Lord, our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth.
You have made him little less than the angels, and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him rule over the works of your hands, putting all things under his feet.
O Lord, our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth.
All sheep and oxen, yes, and the beast of the field, the birds of the air, the fishes of the sea, and whatever swims the path of the seas.
O Lord, our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth. Our reading from St. Paul's letter to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we even boast in our afflictions, knowing that affliction produces endurance, and endurance proven character, and proven character hope, and hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason I told you that he will take it from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Kevin, we are celebrating the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. And I want to start by talking about what the Catechism of the Catholic Church says about the Holy Trinity. It's this: the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity is the central mystery of Christian faith and life. It is the mystery of God in himself. Following the apostolic tradition, the church confessed at the First Ecumenical Council of Nicaea that the Son is consubstantial with the Father, that is, only one God, only one omnipotent being. The doctrine of the Holy Trinity is the foundation of Christianity and teaches that in the unity of the Godhead, there is only one God, but three divine persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and that these three persons are truly distinct one from another, that there are three divine persons, but only one being. The doctrine of the Holy Spirit is a mystery revealed to us by God Himself through the only begotten Son of the Father, and to accept this doctrine as truth is a choice that everyone has to make for themselves.
And I'm glad you used the word mystery, because indeed, it is a mystery, isn't it?
It is.
Ah, beautiful mystery. And I do have a quote from St. Elizabeth of the Trinity, where she says this, "O my three, my all, my beatitude, infinite solitude, immensity in which I lose myself. Bury yourself in me that I may bury myself in you until I depart to contemplate in your light the abyss of your greatness."
Beautiful.
Beautiful, beautiful saying from that. Well, in our first reading today, we have a great first reading from the book of Proverbs, and we see how wisdom is firstly personified, and then wisdom is speaking. So if you look at this reading in kind of two sections. The first section is how wisdom has a deep union and oneness with God before anything existed. And then the second half is wisdom's role in creation. So I thought I would take and spend a minute on wisdom's role in creation and how it is beautifully ordered by God. And to that, I pulled up from one of Dr. Peter Kraef's books, 20 Arguments for the Existence of God. And this is one called the Design Argument. And so it goes like this. The universe displays a staggering amount of intelligibility. The way things exist, way they coexist with each other. There is beautiful order. There's regularity. And this intelligence, then, is either the product of chance, or it's the product of intelligent design, right? Mm-hmm. You got those two options. I'm going to say it's not chance. Well, actually, Peter Kraef does. Not chance.
Right.
Okay. Therefore, the universe is a product of intelligent design. Design comes only from a mind, a designer, and therefore the universe is the product of an intelligent designer. Okay. So now the crucial part is number three when I say it's not chance. So this is some notes about that. Some might say, hey, things just happen by chance. There's no order behind the universe. If it happens to have order, that's just something that happened, right? There's no order behind this. But Peter Kraef says this. To say that something happened by chance is to say that it did not turn out as we expected. But expectation is impossible without order.
Mm-hmm.
If you take away order and speak of chance alone as kind of an ultimate source, you've taken away the only background that allows us to speak meaningfully of chance at all. Isn't that, that's an amazing
that's a,
piece, right?
That is,
chance
yes.
can only be understood in the construct of order.
Right.
So, and we, of course, have an almighty and ever-living God to thank for the order of creation that is around us and how beautiful that is. And we see that there's order behind our creation. And as humans, we're a body-person union as part of this creation and how beautiful and thankful we are.
Oh, it is. It is. And I want to focus on that last line of this reading. And it talks about wisdom. And he says, I found delight in the human race. Human beings are different from all other created things. Only human beings are created in the image of God. Human beings were created for relationship with God at a level above that of any other living being. Only human beings can choose between right and wrong at a cognitive level for which the consequence is either salvation or damnation. Additionally, when a man and woman are united by holy matrimony and they bring forth a child, it is this union that is also a beautiful reflection of the Holy Trinity insofar as through relationship, The love between the Father and the Son also sends forth the Holy Spirit. And there is this union of the man and the woman that brings forth the new life of the child that reflects that.
So even the family is that expression of the Trinity, right? That domestic church.
Exactly, as you talk about that order that was the basis of his design.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Well, in the second reading, we also see the Trinity. Now, the interesting thing is St. Paul here, in our lectionary, there are 13 lines of text in our lectionary, but there were only two sentences in this whole reading.
Yes.
Because St. Paul sometimes is like that. So you did a very nice job reading that. But the Trinitarian, we see again in these two sentences, a very Trinitarian passage. We see how, number one, God is the source of salvation. Number two, we have peace through Jesus Christ by his passion, death, and resurrection. And then thirdly, the Spirit working in our hearts enables us to experience this redemption.
Mm-hmm. And St. Paul talks about affliction. And he says that affliction produces endurance, and that endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and that hope does not disappoint. And he tells us that this is only possible because the love of God has been poured into our hearts through the gift of the Holy Spirit. St. Paul was such a poet. At the time that St. Paul wrote this letter, crucifixion was the most agonizing method of execution known at that time. And yet Jesus used this as his recruiting statement. He said, "Pick up your cross and follow me." Oh yeah, I'm on board, you know. Jesus knew that the life of his disciples and that all of the disciples that would come to follow would not be easy. And he didn't make promises that weren't true. He told the truth, that following him would include some type of crucifixion, that being his disciples would mean separation from sin and glamour and worldly pleasure. It would mean hardship. And with those words, "Pick up your cross and follow me," Jesus sanctified suffering. He ordained suffering. Separated from Jesus' redemption in and of itself, suffering makes no sense. So no wonder abortion, euthanasia, and infanticide are embraced by our paganistic society, because on the surface, they appear to offer simple solutions to complicated issues. Suffering for the sake of suffering is senseless, but when we undergo trials and hardships and turn to God, we can experience the grace to endure. And in doing so, we learn how to make that surrender, how to surrender our will to God's will. And he can use our suffering to bring us closer to him. I know it's true, and I know that many of thousands of others also know this is true. There's this beautiful poem that I've seen in many different versions, but here's one of them I want to share. "I asked God for strength so that I might achieve. I was made weak so that I might learn humbly to obey. I asked God for health so that I might do great things. I was given infirmity so that I might do better things. I asked God for riches so that I might be happy. I was given poverty so that I might be wise. I asked God for power so that I might have the praise of others. I was given weakness so that I might feel the need for God. I asked God for all things so that I might enjoy life. I was given life so that I might enjoy all things. I got nothing I asked for, but everything I had hoped for. Almost despite myself, my unspoken prayers were answered. I, among all people, am most richly blessed." So in summary, I'd like to say that we're often called to walk in obedience to God's holy will, even in confusing times and under circumstances that we may not fully understand. But we need to remember, there can be no crown of victory without first wearing a crown of thorns. We cannot bask in the glory of the resurrection without first surrendering ourselves to the cross.
How beautiful that prayer is, and how Trinitarian that prayer is. When we read in the gospel today, the equality of the Trinity. Firstly, everything the Father possesses belongs to the Son. Secondly, everything the Son possesses belongs to the Father. And thirdly, the Spirit receives from the Father and the Son and declares it to us. We are all at different points on our walk of faith, but let us continue our journey towards the most holy Trinity.
Amen.
You've been listening to Sunday Commentary with Kevin Doran and Carla Wehrman, produced at the studios of Modern Day Radio. For more information about this show, go to moderndayradio.com. That's MATEREDEI radio.com.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider sharing it with a friend. You can support this vital mission of evangelization through MaterDayRadio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. And thank you for helping us lead souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.